Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to discuss this week's Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, at this week's Pella School Board meeting, one of the things you've been talking about a lot is facility plans and what the future of that may be holding, especially now that construction's been done for almost a year now on a lot of your major projects. What is the conversation that's going on right now and some of the community feedback you've been getting on a facility plan that was drafted last year that could be a part of a potential bond issue in the future?
Yeah, so we had a group of about 100 community members come in and actually look at our facility plan. And that plan was drafted in 2018. And so here we are a year later, kind of looking at it going, okay, are there things that we want to move forward? And so there's certainly some priority things that we have in the district. Some of those are kind of between Jefferson and the middle school. We've got some enrollment growth that's happened there. Some of those classes from when they started kindergarten have grown quite a few students. And so we're getting kind of a pinch point between Jefferson and the middle school. And so in the end, what we've just got to do is kind of figure out what the right timing is for this to happen in the community. We are going to start doing some more fleshing out those plans and actually putting some kind of meat on them, as I would call it, just to say what could some of these different things cost if we want to make those improvements. And then looking at a potential bond issue in the future, it could be as early as next fall. So by fall of 20 is what we're thinking. So I know that's that certainly community members are helpful in terms of getting kind of the vision of what that could look like and maybe what the community would support. And so that's just what we were doing and had a lot of feedback and really positive feedback about those ideas.
Well, and I know you mentioned the Jefferson Middle School being pinch points. I know there was also talk about HVAC at the high school. And still that word that's been out, we talked about a lot this fall, was early childhood. That's still kind of in that conversation. Not specifics, but those were things that the community also seemed to view as priorities.
Yeah, you know, we certainly did an early childhood center really that would house our preschool and as well as let us to have some three-year-old preschool. Currently, we have some three-year-olds in the system that are in early childhood special ed, and we would actually offer some three-year-old preschool to more students, probably not every student possible, but our four-year-old program has a large number of students, and we would keep that going, and then just trying to figure out whether ultimately we would offer some additional child care in that facility or not. That has to be figured out yet, but certainly an early childhood center was also highly supported. We also looked at the high school and air conditioning, the gymnasiums, they're currently not air conditioned at the high school, and so there's some desire to do that as well. And then we have parts of the high school that just need their HVA system upgraded. Our auditorium air conditioning system is old and probably needs to be replaced, and so that's something else that's probably going to need to be done.
Well, and the board is also at this meeting looking ahead to the next year. And one of the things they always do is evaluate you and then also set some goals, not only for them, but in partnership with you. And that conversation started at this week's meeting.
Yeah, it did. We're always looking at kind of the board superintendent goals going into the year. That there's some goals that are just focused for me. That's part of my evaluation. They do that every year. They always try to complete my evaluation by about February 1st of each year. Because that's basically when my contract kind of rolls forward. And so, really we're always looking at, goals around things like our culture and climate, making sure that our climate and culture is what we want it to be across the whole district. So that'll probably continue to be a goal. The board's had some goals that they worked with me on in the past regarding just our board learning and kind of how they learn about what things are going across the district. Also about things like our safety across the district, those types of things. So there's always areas that the board can continue to learn and grow in. And so we like to set those at the beginning of each calendar year and in the end hope that the board kind of takes root in what they do with that stuff.
And then the board also is trying to, is one of the goals of you, I guess, has been to bolster marketing and kind of what showing and sharing what Pella does. And there will be a person who's kind of not really changing the amount of work they're doing necessarily, but more clearly defining their role and trying to get a more consistent voice and messaging for the district.
Yes. So we've had an administrative assistant, Daniel Bortscheller, that has served the district over the last several years, helping us do some communication and public relations. And she's been in that kind of a role as an administrative assistant. Really what we did at the board meeting was just kind of define that a little bit more, actually put a job description. And so she's going to be called our PR coordinator now. So that'll be a new position for her, but very similar things to what she's been doing. She'll help us with social media. She'll help us with communications with our district website and also just areas of our brand pillars, because we want to just continue messaging out about what our school system's about.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniacablesc.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.